Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we now take our little break here to talk with Beth McDonald, our astronomical and astrological assignment editor. And I believe, if I'm correct, we are still in Sagittarius?
Scorpio. But we're getting close.
Yes. Okay.
Scorpio. Good job.
The Scorpion.
Yep.
Okay, so and obviously we've just had an election, and everybody is emoting depending upon which side you were on, or
everybody's emoting. Let's just say that.
Yeah, everybody's just going crazy. So tell us a little bit about the things that we can look forward to or anticipate That's even better. Be thinking.
Yeah.
About.
Well, one of the things that I find most fascinating in election years is that Scorpio rules politics, and in a society of people, there's always going to be politics. It's about how we get things done, how we choose to communicate, how we choose to make decisions, how we choose to analyze the values and determine the values that our decisions are made upon. And, politics gets a bad rap, and understandably so. It can get pretty ugly, but it doesn't have to, and it's a necessary evil. And so one of the things that kind of you see a lot this year, this time of year, especially in an election year, is people's relationships and their values and their styles of communication really coming into play, because those are all things that are a part of this aspect of life. And, in the fall, when we're coming together more to celebrate the holidays with our families, there's family politics, there's community politics. We're having these conversations anyway this time of year, these moments, but it's much bigger in an election year. So, plus with the Mercury retrograde, I'm just telling everybody to breathe, slow down, and stay true to yourself. And try and slow down and communicate in a way that's as neutral and non-inflammatory and gracious as possible.
And for some, that's a little harder than for others. Just because people just want to really get into it. And I've learned that lesson early on, that you just don't want to do that. I mean, if the relationship is important to you, just don't go there. If you know that it's going to do just that, especially if you have family members, siblings, or parents who are on the other side of the aisle, or have different...
Bait them.
No.
Don't borrow trouble.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
And then you have choice as to how you respond.
Exactly.
There are always de-escalating. There are always ways of de-escalating a situation.
And
you just have to be the bigger man and choose to use them.
Exactly. All right. Yeah. Well, Beth McDonald and Beth McDonald Consulting is your web address. And
yes.
Next week, we're going to talk further, or are we transitioning into a new sign?
Next week, I think it's going to be a good time to start talking about Sagittarius, because the sun moves into Sag on Wednesday, the 21st.
Okay, which
right before Thanksgiving.
Exactly. All right. Well, we can talk about that and being thankful as well. And I'm thankful that you are here on the program and joining us. And 963-0842 is the phone number. I'm Richard Dugan. This is Tell Me Your Story. Very good. Okay. Let me